From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 14th day of November 2010. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. I say this more and more, almost every broadcast now, or at least once a week, but everything's accelerating, intensifying. There's a quickening happening. The news today, all put together, is the craziest, most over-the-top information that we have ever covered. And we're going to be going over all of it today. You know, earlier in the week, Glenn Beck came out and said the government may stage in Oklahoma City to blame it on the Patriot Movement. Of course, he said himself, but in their demonization reports from George Soros' outfits like Media Matters, they're saying Glenn Beck and Alex Jones. He's about 70% of the demonization. I'm about 30%, but I'm lumped in there as one of the smaller demon heads of the Hydra. And so, yes, Glenn, I've been breaking this down for years, that they've been setting yours truly up in the Patriot Movement. You're now considered to be in that by George Soros, the puppet master of the progressives, as you call him, not the highest level puppet master, but certainly a puppet master. And so welcome to the club. As Wayne Madsen said on the show Friday, you know, come on in, the water's warm. It's just the truth. On the heels of that, Geraldo Rivera, you know, he's on Saturday and Sunday nights on Fox. Well, Geraldo at large, he had Bob McElvain and folks from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that we've had on many times. In fact, you as listeners donated. We had Building What fundraising effort to put on the TV ads, Building What, to talk about Building 7 that most Americans don't know blew up that day. Geraldo Rivera had him on and changed his mind on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and Building 7. This is a major change. They are starting to capitulate. Glenn Beck's talking about the government blowing up federal buildings and blaming it on patriots. And that's what they're looking at doing right now, and he's right. I'm not saying I trust Geraldo Rivera or Beck. The point is, you've got to point out this is happening. This is big, because this signifies major fissures in the power structure. So we're going to be getting into Glenn Beck and going over what that means, that he's come out and talked about government-sponsored terrorism, and that's been so taboo in mainstream media, and of all places, it's Fox now doing it. And then we're going to get into Geraldo Rivera talking about Building 7 inside job with Guest, who, by the way, we already have coming on tomorrow, strangely enough, who Geraldo had on Saturday. We've got the international studies group on 9/11 that sued and got all this new video, and that's what's really forcing Geraldo and others to say, I guess there is some evidence of inside job, because it's the videos of them blowing the buildings up and the countdown and the firemen and police talking about it as it's happening. I mean, it's NIST tried to suppress this for 9 years, and now we know why. It's not like they suppressed it and we got the video and it was nothing. They suppressed it, we got it, and it's bombshell. It's off the charts. So that's coming up. And I'm going to recap this when we come back from break, because some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. But first, I'm getting into Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. You know, I think they've had some great episodes and some episodes that are informative, but not as good as they could be. And I consulted heavily. In fact, the episode that aired Friday night, that's my blueprint. You know, I laid it all out for them. They went and checked it, found out it was true, and it covers the whole waterfront, the whole spectrum of concentration camps in America, and the larger governor's regional control, the governor's council that's been set up by FEMA through the 10 FEMA regions. So I'm going to air the end of the Friday show that's going to re-air before the new premiere coming up next Friday of JFK with a deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt. It's going to air the hour before, so 8 p.m. Central, if you missed the FEMA camp special. But I'm going to air some of that when we come back and break it down and analyze it. Then I'm going to get into radiation in Texas water. That's Associated Press, and a lot more. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the 15th, the 14th day of November 2010. Again, Sunday, the 14th day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. This radio broadcast is completely independent. I own this company. I run Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the radio show, the films that I produce. I am beholden to no one but God. And that's why it's so special, so truly original and maverick what we have been able to do in the last 15 years. Myself, my great crew, and I've got the best crew I've ever had working in this operation. But you, the listeners, who've checked out the information we cover, who've gone out and spread that information to the four corners of the world, we are having a giant effect to the point of one of the biggest magazines in the country is coming to do a cover profile on yours truly this week. I'm just going to leave it at that until it comes out early next year. That Nightline and MSNBC and CNN have all produced hit pieces against yours truly, basically saying I'm the devil. And I am somebody who is not a Glenn Beck, who is not a Bill O'Reilly, who is not a Keith Olbermann, who played the part of an establishment type back when Bush was in office and this progressing tyranny was ongoing. It's just continued and accelerated under Obama because they're just puppets. I just want to pause here for a moment and not savor, but because we've made a lot of mistakes and you know, hindsight's 20/20, but to really savor the fact that we have done a lot of good, we have woken a lot of people up, and we're gaining ground and gaining steam and power every single day because the world is waking up to the corporate tyranny known as the New World Order. They're not free market. The mega banks, the mega rich openly write white papers that we've quoted here and brag. They want world socialism to shut down their competition and rob the middle class. They want a tiny elite with a giant, dumbed down, dependent mass under them. Now, we're going to have nothing but open phones coming up in the second hour today, but as is customary more and more on the first hour of the Sunday broadcast, I am going to get into a whole bunch of really important news. Coming up, though, in the second hour, I will cover the financial news and the huge developments that have been taking place over in Asia, with the G20 meeting that just ended a day ago in Seoul, South Korea, where the announcement has been made that the dollar is on the way out and that our government is devaluing the dollar with the private Federal Reserve. We'll talk about what that means in the geopolitical landscape and to individuals. Obviously, rising prices, people on fixed incomes are going to be devastated. We have to, quote, pay back the debt as citizens as the private Federal Reserve hyperinflates. So it means raising taxes, getting us more in debt to these private cartels, which has been their plan all along. It's like we're some third world nation that they've loan sharked into a position of subservient minionship. So that's coming up. And also in the next hour, I had Dr. Connett, a toxicologist and environmental scientist, a PhD, on reading the EPA's own reports about a week and a half ago, and that's posted up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And Dr. Connett said that, you know, 15 years ago when he saw literature about sodium fluoride being poisonous, he didn't believe it, so he researched it and found out how deadly it was and how it increases bone cancer, how it reduces IQ, and all the government's own studies. And he went over 20-plus studies here on air a week or so ago when he was in here. But he said the bigger issue is that under the name sodium fluoride in Europe, England, and the United States, they're able to put, and he had the EPA and FDA's own reports on this when he was on air with us. They've testified before Congress about this. The government's own scientists don't like it, but the policy is it will continue. that there are hundreds of chemicals and poisons in the so-called sodium fluoride, because it's just a brand name. It's just a cover name for all of those chemicals. And it's arsenic, it's lead, it's mercury, because most of the fluoride that's put in our water is a poisonous byproduct that until the 1950s, these companies had to store. But they just went and lobbied the government to put it in the water and claim it was for your teeth, with no scientific studies, no nothing. So again, it's not just the argument over sodium fluoride, it's the argument of all these chemicals. Now, where is the main source? There's really three sources. The scrubbers in power plants where they save, you know, the toxic chemicals coming out of the coal. That's full of arsenic and all these other poisons. But that's one of the subgroups. The main place they get it is fertilizer mining. And you're like, fertilizer mining? Yes, limestone. In central Texas, in Florida, a lot of the coastal zones that were part of the ocean floor millions of years ago, they have precipitated out in them minerals that plants need and nitrogen and other things. So they just mine it, they grind it up, and that's what most of the plant fertilizer is ground up limestone. Now, where do you mine uranium and plutonium? Out in Colorado, limestone. It precipitates, and I happen to know the company that Austin, Texas, gets its, and they pay over $1 million a year for it. It's a toxic waste. What a joke. We pay for it. Comes from Florida, and I've looked it up. That area where they're mining it has uranium in the rock. So there's this big AP, Reuters, Texas Observer, Fox News, Houston Chronicle. They're all freaking out that the federal government for decades suppressed the fact that most Texas tap water had high levels of radioactive isotopes in it, a whole spectrum of different radioactive particles. But they don't say why it's in the tap water. Dr. Conant was in here a week ago. This just broke yesterday. And he said, and that's what's in the government's own reports, the fertilizer mining systems all over the country, in many of the areas, it's not in all the areas, but in many of the areas, there is low to medium to even high levels of different radioactive isotopes. So they take the byproducts of this that they can't put on plants because it'll kill them, and they put it in our water, and it bioaccumulates in us. So, and it goes over in the Texas Observer and Raw Story and the Houston Chronicle and all these articles I've got, that we don't know why it's in there. Well, what do you mean you don't know why it's in there? It's all over the country. We've talked about this for years. They put radioactive... I said I'd cover this next hour. See, I'm covering it now. The big news is coming up. But don't laugh at me if you're driving down the road in your car. Just go search the term fertilizer from limestone. Or fertilizer, mined fertilizer. That's most fertilizer worldwide is mined out of the ground. Okay? Or go search uranium mines, Colorado, and it'll pull up limestone. And they take it and they grind it up and they spray it on the crops. But they have these systems where they sift through it and take the impurities out. And what do they do with that? They don't want to have to store it in some underground facility. And then people get mad and say, you can't build that in my backyard. No, they just made a big joke about it 60 years ago in 1951 and said, we'll just finance the American Dental Association, the American Medical Association, to say we're putting fluoride in. A little bit of fluoride is good for your teeth. And we'll put the uranium, the plutonium, the arsenic, the lead in your water. So I want to explain to you, they do this in plain view. And if you will just go research the claims I just made, you'll find out it's true. See, no one in all these articles, because the people perish for lack of knowledge, no one in all these articles in Texas is saying, A, this is a nationwide problem, and the feds suppressed that the radiation was there. That's a fact. They knew it was there and suppressed that the radioactive particles that the government's own health department in here admits massively increases cancer. You like liver cancer, you like bladder cancer, you like stomach cancer, you like esophageal cancer. A lot of it's from this. But then they don't tell you where the radiation came from, because they're covering that up too. It's coming from the fluoride they add. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to get to the really big, important news. But, I mean, all of it is off the charts important. When we look at the U.S. government caught in Alabama and in Texas and California and Guatemala and Nigeria and Indonesia, Libya, injecting children, men, women, and children, but their favorites, children, with live syphilis, telling them it's vaccines, it comes out and people go, well, that's the government's job. There won't be any investigation. Nobody will get in trouble. That's just what they do. But a parent spanks their child to not go out in the street, and the CPS comes and tries to take them. See, we've been trained that when government commits crimes, it's just, oh, that's what they do. Or when mega corporations like the Federal Reserve, that's private, steals trillions and tells Congress they won't tell them where the money is. It's like, well, that's what they do. They're wearing fancy suits and have big bald heads. And then it comes out all over Texas newspapers Friday, big breaking investigation out of the Texas Observer, now picked up by all the major papers in Texas that I've looked at this morning and Saturday morning. And they're all, oh my gosh, the government knew there was radiation in the water in all the big cities. It was super high in Houston, and it massively increases cancer. But then there's no discussion. Here, I'll show you the Raw Story article. Revealed Texas officials covered up dangerously radioactive tap water for years. Yeah, under federal orders. But there's no discussion here about where is the radiation coming from. It's on record. It's the so-called fluoride they dump in your water. Where is the self-preservation? How do they tell these health department people, okay, you tested the water, it's got radiation, ignore it? Because the fluoride producers who have this toxic waste, they come and give a few $1,000s to the candidates for mayor, for city manager, you know, all the positions, both appointed and elected. They get them into power. And then they come into, say, Austin, million-plus dollars a year to buy toxic waste from one company in Florida and dump it in the water. And you try to go up and talk to these city council people, they will laugh at you and say, tell me about space aliens. Governor Jesse Ventura went and talked to two congressmen about FEMA camps where they co-offered the bill, basically funding the camps that are already in existence at military bases. This is all public now. And the congressman looked at Ventura and said, what are you talking about, space aliens landing? Little green men? And he said, no, I've got your bill, H.R. 645 right here. You're a co-sponsor. And he goes, oh, now I remember. That's a place for happy children. Ladies and gentlemen, the video and audio of this is coming up. Video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for radio listeners, but it's all posted at Infowars.com. And then he says, oh, there's no children there. And he goes, well, we have video of them. And he goes, well, those are just immature adults, or those are the camp guards' children. Of course, we know who the children are that are held there, and it's a federal facility. And we have Rex 84, where they admit they would build the camps for illegal aliens, get everybody trained to have whole families in camps, just like the Japanese and Italians in this country in World War II, but it's really being primed for the American people. And that's now admitted in the National Emergency Centers Act, Establishment Act. And if you read it, it's six mega regionals and then spokes everywhere. And if you look, FEMA's setting up these fusion centers where they admit they spy on their number one enemy, in their own words, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. You know, who got that? Those documents that are covered in Ventura's TV show? Yours truly from law enforcement. Who broke that information? People didn't believe it when I broke it until the Kansas City Star and others picked up on it and went to the police and said, the state police, and said, how does Mr. Jones have this report? And they didn't deny it. None of this has to do with men in caves wearing turbans. Our country was taken over a long time ago. It's already gone. We have no chance of getting it back unless you admit it. Look, we checked. It wasn't a week and a half ago. It was Tuesday. I had PhD Dr. Conant in Austin. He was speaking at Houston Tellison College that night. Paul Connett, Professor Emeritus Environmental Chemistry at St. Lawrence University, the director of the Fluoride Action Network. I don't need him to tell me this. I already have the EPA's own reports, where their own scientists in 2000 and 2005 testified. The unions voted, and the scientific unions, and certified, get the fluoride out. Not only is it poisonous in these doses, but it's got all these other chemicals, like uranium and plutonium. It's toxic waste. And the government's answer is sit down and shut up. So now it comes out that the water all over the country, not just Texas, is full of radiation, and no one even asked, why is it there? It's like, why did the government cover up that it was there and fake the test? Again, these moron water workers and health department people, most of them aren't eugenicists. Most of them aren't evil. They don't know why this is happening. It doesn't matter. If you were moral and you were told to keep your $80,000 a year job to lie about radiation particles, radioactive particles in the water, I mean, you know, I mean, and they just sell out. They just sell out. They're putting radioactive particles in the water on purpose, okay? Just like they're shooting up Guatemalan kids with syphilis on purpose. The only reason I keep mentioning that, because that was a big national news story a month ago, and some of you dumbbells out there who think I lie about stuff, you may have heard of that. I may be able to reach out to you. Most of you are probably saying I'm lying about the radiation in the water. I mean, there's just no way to get this out of you sheep. For almost 3 weeks, we've talked almost exclusively about the TSA and their own press releases, how they grab your genitals. Then the TSA put out a press release Wednesday saying they don't do that. And the Chicago Tribune, USA Today, New York Times, LA Times, I have them all here in the stack, came out and said, here's their press release and here's videos of them doing it. They are grabbing your genitals. But I have all these sheep writing news articles about yours truly, including the TSA, saying I'm a liar. They don't touch your genitals. They put pressure on them. And then there's the other sheep that go, well, they're doing it to stop Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, the head of Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News, hangs out at the Pentagon. Now, I've already been ranting for two segments, and I've got to start getting to this video and audio, or I'll never get to your calls and the other news. But it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up, okay? How dare anyone listening to me in the United States or anywhere else where they fluoridate the water, how dare you not immediately go research and find out if there's radioactive particles in the chemical mix they're putting in your water supply. How dare you? It would take 5 minutes to find out I'm telling you the truth. It would take 5 minutes to find out they take over 300 different chemicals under federal regulations that are the byproducts of fertilizer production and dump it in your stinking water. But you're too cowardly. A lot of you, you like your uniform, you like your power, you like your talk show host job. You're going to play it safe because kooks talk about stuff in the water, right? Okay, then. Ignore the Associated Press about radiation in the water. Drink it, enjoy your cancer, and roll over it and die. But some of us aren't going to shut up. You understand that?
A shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
Okay, we've got off the charts, important, bizarro news. But I'm glad I've actually burned 30 minutes of the start of the Sunday broadcast with this information. We've been warning people for years that the chemicals they put in your water that they call sodium fluoride is filled with radioactive particles. And it's admitted that the state of Texas with the feds for decades has been faking the numbers to cover this up. We now have to force it out into the media and make it a major issue that, okay, you admit you're hiding the radiation. Why don't we talk about the main source of it, the radioactive particles? I mean, imagine I'm here on the air, and I know there's idiot yuppies who've been brainwashed and programmed out there who, even if they go look this up and find out it's true, they're not going to go to city council. Or if they're talk show hosts, they're not going to talk about it. They're going to talk about the, you know, Dallas Cowboys or something, or the they're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers, because that's what a man does. A man doesn't get upset about the government putting radiation in their water. No. A man wears a jersey, gets all swole up and fat from all the toxins in the food and water, and dies young of cancer. And that's what you do. That's how you're tough. That's the, you know, that's what a real man does. A real man doesn't get involved in anything real. A real man's not wily and informed. And, you know, a real man doesn't find out 15 plus years ago, like I did, that there's all these secret programs, nerve gassing our own troops, killing foster children in radiation experiments. You know, not just in other countries, our own sickening government is doing this here to see if they can get away with it. You know, a real man loves his wife and children getting felt up at the airport for no reason when the government runs the terrorist. You are the target of all this police state. You understand that? So being a real man is about being an idiot chump and selling your family and your culture out. It's about being overrun by corruption. It's about being into being foolish. It's about laughing. I have to listen to talk show hosts here in Austin every week when I randomly tune in make jokes about me, because I'll get up and say, let's get the radiation out of our water, giving us cancer. Even when it's mainstream news, I'm still the bad one. I'm the weird one, because I care. Because I care about my family. That's weird in America. Because we first lied to ourselves about 50 plus million abortions and said they weren't humans. So why not drink radiation water? Why not drink fluoride? Why not have TSA fill up your wife and children? Why not? You want to be an evil culture? Well, you are one now. And things are going to get so bad in the future. All of you people that are chicken-necked and lazy and full of yourselves and don't care and think everything's funny, you're going to find out none of this is funny. You're going to find out real soon. All right, I'm done. I want to get into the positive news. Geraldo Rivera has come out. We're going to play the video clip later. Played a clip of myself protesting him years ago for covering up 9/11. Come out and interviewed architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and victims' family members. And he says, yes, Building 7 should be looked into, the third tower, 47 stories, that was blown up on 9/11. We have all the eyewitness reports and the video of the feds blowing it up and admitting they blew it up. I mean, this is hidden in plain view. They blew up that building, and then they don't want you to talk about it. It's kind of like radiation in the water. We've known this forever. It's in the mainstream news, so I now hope I can mention it and you'll look into it. And we've got Glenn Beck coming out saying that the government is going to blow up federal buildings and blame it on conservatives. You bet they are. You bet that's the plan, Glenn. I've been warning people for 2 years on the specifics of Obama and how he would do it, an Oklahoma City-style event. I read the quotes of Clinton officials and Obama officials on TV just last Sunday, before he talked about this Wednesday, about how they're planning to frame the liberty movement with staged terror, so they can use Homeland Security even more on the American people. And Beck has now come out and said that. If you missed it, we're going to play it. Michael Savage, of course, said it earlier this year. We're going to play that as well. But in the rest of this segment and the next segment, I'm going to play a clip from the end of Friday's Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And I'm so proud to be involved with this production, A. B. I have never seen a video confrontation this powerful. He goes into Congressman Steve Cohen's office. He goes into Congressman Jim Gerlach's office. And one of the congressmen runs and hides. The other one, Jesse brings him the bill. The guy denies the bill exists to formalize 6 mega FEMA camps that run the other FEMA camps around them. It's all in the bill. The text of H.R. 645, National Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And I have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, USArmy.mil, Army.mil. I mean, I made the film Police State 4, Rise of FEMA about this. This is all on record. I took Ventura to camps. It's an hour-long special. We're just going to play a few minutes of it as we go into break and we come back. But this congressman first tries to say the bill doesn't exist. And he was playing dumb. He knew full well about it. And then once he's confronted, he says, well, there's happy children in the camp. This is a camp outside Austin. So I'm going to play this and then break it down. Then we're getting into Glenn Beck talking about government-sponsored terror. See, you can't hide this forever. The truth is the truth. It's good to come from behind, isn't it? It's good to have people make fun of me and laugh at me before 9/11 when I said they'd blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their asset bin Laden. And then the day it happened when I went public and talked about 7 and all through the attacks and the demonization, because all I care about is the truth. You think any of us are safe if they can shoot kids up with syphilis and put radiation in our water? You think they do all of that and then... I've got a New York Times article today about our own government protecting tens of thousands of Nazis. Who do you think was brought over here to run all these programs? Our government is pure evil at the top, and they stonewall and lie to everybody like these congressmen do. Let's go ahead and start going to the first part of this clip from Friday's Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. It'll re-air coming up next Friday at 8 p.m. Central on True TV. Here it is. Groundbreaking.
Alex Jones was about to fit the last piece of this puzzle. How the concentration camp plan would be put into action.
I'm going to give you some of these secret government documents that we've gotten from where they admit that they've got stockpiles for the biological pandemic. This is the perfect pretext to bring in martial law using the fear generated by a pandemic.
They'd start a pandemic as an excuse. An excuse to put away anybody who gets in the way of their power grab. The feds would trigger a nationwide outbreak of deadly disease. The bodies would pile up, the military would pile in, and the concentration camp gates would open.
We have government documents where the CDC is preparing for mass pandemics, hundreds of thousands or even millions dead. There's this massive preparation going on for plagues and literal megadeth.
Megadeth. Well, that's one way to put it. It makes you wonder about all the flus that spread like wildfire, how quickly they kill, all the outbreaks and vaccinations, and how simple it would be for the elites to put the plan into action. And we may have arrived just in time to expose the evidence. In the hours after we left, workers began hustling to get the coffins out of there. It was time to meet the ones who are making all this possible.
Coming up, Jesse Ventura gets the runaround from congressmen too afraid to tell the truth about FEMA prison camps.
Actually just left to go back to Israel.
Oh, he did.
And then, a congressman behind the law to build prison camps plays dumb.
Why is it in that bill?
What is exactly in the bill?
All right. All right, folks, we're going to come back and play the rest of this, but this is groundbreaking news. And this TV special proves the FEMA camps. We'll be right back. Things are a-changing.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Things are a-changing. When Geraldo Rivera has 9/11 truthers on and says, yeah, Building 7 blowing up looks suspicious. I've actually met and talked with a lot of high-powered people at Fox, and they know all about the New World Order, all about 9/11. I'm just going to leave it at that. You notice I knew a month before it was announced that Lou Dobbs was going to Fox Business, as he did go to Fox Business. And I'm going to get into Glenn Beck coming out and saying the government may blow up federal buildings to blame it on the Patriot Movement, namely himself. Well, when you actually read those George Soros-financed publications that are demonizing us for the upcoming attack and saying we're going to cause it, it's actually Alex Jones being set up as well. And then we're going to get into, again, that Geraldo situation. Very, very big to have this stuff getting mainlined because the polls show the majority of Americans, like Angus and Reid, New York Times poll, 83% don't believe the official 9/11 story. And 9/11 truth's getting bigger, not smaller. It's not going away. And the idea of government-sponsored terror isn't going away. Hitler did it. Caesar did it. Bill Clinton did it. The military-industrial complex did it on 9/11. I'm sorry if you can't believe that or understand that. I'm not saying there aren't radical Muslims or real terrorists out there. But 9/11 was a staged event, and you cannot deny it's been used to take your liberties, and Homeland Security admits it's for you. Now, I'm going to shut up and finish up this video, but this is the end of the show. During the show, they cover the threat fusion centers, admittedly spying on political dissidents, mainline political groups, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners. Then we go from there to the FEMA camps, the residential centers, where they're holding immigrants and some of them naturalized citizens and some of them wives and husbands of immigrants who are American citizens. And they try to deny this is going on. And they admit in the Rex 84 plan that the federal government declassified that they would use illegal aliens being held in these as the cover to put them into place. And this Congressman Steve Cohen, the other one hides out, he just sits there and makes fun of Ventura and talks about space aliens when Ventura has the bill that he co-sponsored. And then he says, oh, I did write that bill or I did sponsor that bill. That's for emergencies. You mean like Katrina where they confiscated the guns? And in the governor's council, these 10 regions of FEMA, the president appoints his governors. Ventura also talks about that. Very, very, very important. All of this is groundbreaking. Let's finish it up. Here it is.
Jesse Ventura has found evidence of a government plan to use a disease outbreak and martial law to clear the way for concentration camps ready to take in American citizens who don't toe the line.
Come on!
Residential center.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
It looks like a prison.
Now, after stopping in at a storage yard filled with thousands of coffins, the governor has arrived in Washington.
Now I've seen enough evidence. I want to know why our congressmen think we need prison camps for ordinary citizens. They put it right in a congressional bill, H.R. 645. I went to Washington to find some of the congressmen who co-sponsored the bill. And what happened gives a pretty good idea of how our nation has slid down the slippery slope to a possible police state. First, there was Congressman and co-sponsor Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania. When I arrived at his office on Capitol Hill, his chief of staff said the congressman would be glad to see me. Until he found out what I wanted to talk about. These FEMA camps. Then Gerlach ran away.
He literally just stepped out of the office as you walked in.
On two separate occasions.
He actually just left to go back in the district.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How convenient. He says he's all excited to talk to me all morning, and then we go in there and he heads home right after he finishes a vote. Yeah, right.
Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee agreed to talk about the bill. Remember, he's a co-sponsor.
I'm here to talk to you about these FEMA camps. I'm very disturbed about them. Why would we be building these things all over the country? For what purpose?
Well, we wouldn't, because they don't exist. It's just a figment of some people who have concerns about maybe Martians or other creatures coming to infiltrate our society, thinking that there are such camps. But
so there are no such. So why was it put into that bill? It's in a bill. So it's put into the bill. It doesn't exist. There are no FEMA camps anywhere in America.
No, there aren't.
What was the place I saw in Texas?
I don't know what
it was called, a residence. It had two 20-foot high fences around it. When I knocked on the door, it was locked. When the people came to the door, no comment was the answer I got on any question. And what disturbed me the most about this place was in the back, it was like a daycare. There's slides and swings for children. And I said, do you keep children inside this place? No comment. Have you ever kept children in this place? No comment.
I haven't been there, so I have no idea. Maybe
right.
They're immature people.
So you're telling me there isn't one FEMA camp of these in the United States right now?
There are not.
Why is it in that bill?
What is exactly in the bill?
It talks about building FEMA camps, doesn't it? In that particular bill that we're talking about?
Sure. I would have to. I'd like to see the bill.
Isn't this guy a co-sponsor of the bill?
What's the bill number? FEMA camps to be built within the United States. How can a bill state that there'll be six FEMA camps built in the United States and then I'm being told there are none?
Well, I think, you know, I think I recall now something about this, and if I'm correct, I think those are locations for if there's a disaster like in Katrina. I think that's what it is. It's not any kind of a concentration camp or anything to round up citizens.
He thinks that's what it is? The bill that he co-sponsored says the use of the camps will be determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
They can come and go as they please.
Exactly.
They won't be locked.
No,
can go in and out because the place I saw in Texas is locked. You can't go in and out of it. No comment. And
well, it's not probably not being used either for a couple
of
years.
Well, we have films of children playing on the swings and the slides and stuff. And this one technically falls under Homeland Security.
Well, I don't know. You know, I haven't been there, and I don't know who the children are. And the children are probably very happy.
Where have we heard that before?
Nazi Germany. They said it was for their safety.
They're probably children of the people that manage the place, I imagine. But they're not people that have been taken there, you know, by some green monsters in a machine. And
I have fear of my government, not green monsters and machines from outer space. I have enough fear from here.
You can see how things work in Washington. Congressmen sponsor bills because they're told to or because it means money for their district. Back at Jim Gerlich's office, his chief of staff admitted as much.
I've seen some things on the internet, and I know he talked to some folks back in the district that led him to co-sponsor it. In light of some of the new information out, he may want to reconsider that, of course.
Second thoughts about putting his name on a bill he probably didn't even read. If enough of us speak out, maybe next time we can talk some sense into our leaders before they sign on the dotted line.
Video of police attacking people.
They said it couldn't happen here, but it already is happening. And we've already allowed our elected officials to break all kinds of laws designed to protect you and me. You thought we had 50 states? Nope. We've learned there's 10 sectors ruled by 10 people you didn't vote for. You support your local police? That's nothing, not when they've got the military ready to take over. You signed a petition outside the supermarket? Who knows what list you're on now? And what about all these detention centers? Why do you think the standard answer is no comment? And here's what's worse. They're doing it all in the name of national security. Talk about the fear factor. I've said it before and I'll say it now. I'd rather face the dangers than lose my freedom. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
All right. We're going to hear more from Jesse coming up next week ahead of the JFK special that, well, you heard it here first a few years ago. E. Howard Hunt, the deathbed confession by the CIA Black Ops commander. You heard it here first, the deathbed confession audio. We had, of course, Mr. Hunt on the show. We also premiered the video. Well, this will be the first time the nation sees it. We'll be right back with the second hour because Glenn Beck and good old Geraldo Rivera are talking about government-sponsored terror, and they're not laughing because it's real.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I haven't even gotten to the Glenn Beck, Geraldo Rivera videos yet, and we haven't given the phone number out yet. But I'm tempted to give the number out and specifically ask listeners around the country. You know, we've had EPA toxicologists on that work for the government. We've had other scientists on. We've read on air the toxicology reports from water systems around the country. Mercury, lead, arsenic, uranium, plutonium, other deadly isotopes. And here it is, raw story. Texas Observer, Houston Chronicle. I mean, it's just everywhere. You just type in, investigation finds radiation in Texas drinking water. Revealed, Texas officials covered up dangerous radioactive tap water for years. So it's admitted that this is in there and that they're covering it up, but why is there not a discussion of where it's coming from? Because, see, when the poisoned public, and that's why people that exercise and work out and eat totally healthy still have weird health problems, still have lowered IQs. People who don't try to eat healthy and take care of themselves fall apart. Because we're all being poisoned. And it is horrifying to read the White House Science Czar's own book where he talks about poisoning the water to sterilize you and dumb you down. They're now publicly proposing lithium in the water. It's hard to walk through the grocery store and see the nursery water for all the babies that's going to reduce their IQs by design. Oh, nursery water with fluoride. It's hard to see it and admit to yourself it's pure evil and then to take action against it. It's easier just to go, oh, big machines with green space aliens want to come down and get me. Ventura's like, here's your bill, talks about camps for the American people. And the interview was longer. They asked him about Rex 84. Folks, I've kind of had laryngitis for about 2 weeks. And I can usually suppress coughing on air. Excuse me. The crew didn't even want me to go on today because they saw me hacking behind the scenes. I've been in pretty good control so far. I got to take a break or something, man. I tell you, my voice is going to get so deep, I'm going to sound like, oh, 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 teeny Jedi. Sound like Jabba the Hutt or something. The whole time I've been on for an hour, I've just been trying to not cough. So I literally have one side of my brain tied behind my back, like Limbaugh says, because I've been, the whole time I'm talking, I'm like, stay on target, don't cough. It's just an orgy of insane news. Nazis were given safe haven in U.S., report says. You know, the New York Times on Saturday is getting around to reporting on something that's been in the news for 60 years. It was all fake. Joseph Mengele, all of them, they weren't down in Brazil, folks. They were right here. My grandfather was a lease hound. He drove around, you know, getting people to lease their property to oil companies. And, I mean, he talked about Midland and places in Texas and out there in Arizona and New Mexico where it was just nothing but Nazis. And they were always hanging out at the local military clubs on the bases. And they were all there working for the U.S. government. I mean, this was no secret. There's not Nazi hunters. You notice Glenn Beck came out and exposed George Soros, who told 60 Minutes back in 1998 that he did help the Nazis take people's things. I was reading the quotes again this morning where he said, I feel no guilt for it. Someone else would have done it too. And the ADL comes out and says, you leave Mr. Soros alone. Yeah, it's true he did it, but it's, you know, it's like if you're actually against the Nazis because they run all the white supremacist groups and the rest of it, they then attack you. It's incredible. Who could make that up? Hey, it's wrong for George Soros to work for the Nazis. Shut up, anti-Semite. And the general public just can't fathom this level of evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to get into the other news.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're supposed to be a bunch of saps, a bunch of chumps. And you notice everything we've talked about on air for 15 years is now mainstream news. Here it is, New York Times yesterday. Nazis were given safe haven in U.S., report says. And it was much worse than previously thought. The angel of death, everyone was hanging out here in the U.S., working for the government. And they set up the original programs to take foster children and radiate them to death, to shoot people up with syphilis. Then they trained the good American doctors how to do it. And again, here's the Raw Story, AP, Texas Observer revealed Texas officials covered up dangerously radioactive tap water for years and that it causes massive increases in cancer. The findings are part of an investigation by Houston CBS Television, KHOU. Oh, but I've watched the reports in the last 2 days since this broke. No one discusses why there's radioactive particles in the water. They don't tell you it's added to the water. Of course, that's publicly hidden in plain view, but the average yuppie will not look up where this, quote, fluoride byproduct that's put in the water comes from, with 150 to over 300, depending on which company you go to, chemicals, chief amongst them a wide spectrum of radioactive isotopes. I had a top toxicologist, PhD, in here earlier in the week talking about it. He said, quite frankly, Alex, he's British, quite frankly, my biggest concern is not the fluoride even, but the radioactive isotopes. There's radiation. Of course, you tell the average yuppie that, they just go, no, there's not. I want cancer. I'm an idiot. I have no survival instincts. I like football. All I get upset about is the Rangers losing the World Series. I've been domesticated from birth to be a jellyfish piece of trash. You know what it's like to know all this? To watch you sucking down the radiation, sucking down the fluoride, the government covering it up. There, drink it. You know what it's like? You know what it's like to have eco-science written by the White House science czar about poisoning the water to dumb you down and sterilizing you and reading it, having the textbook and being laughed at by cowardly, weak men who love tyranny and love their families being slaves. You do it at your own peril. All right, I'm getting mad. I'm sorry. I may not even take calls today. I'm so angry. Yeah, here's the case against fluoride. Guys, I know he covered it, and I've read it in the EPA and FDA's own admissions, but look up radioactive isotopes in the back of the glossary. I want to read a section off of the case for fluoride for them on that. I want to give them a scientific report, or just Google it in there, radioactive isotopes and fertilizer mining. Here, just take the book. Thank you so much, gentlemen. But it doesn't matter if I showed you 1,000 government studies or 10,000. You don't care. You want to give your children plutonium and uranium. You want to drink sodium fluoride. You love it that the troops are using depleted uranium in dozens of nations and dying en masse from it. You love the cancer's up over 3,000%. 50 years ago, I've talked to medical doctors. A young child with cancer was like one in a billion. People would come from hundreds of miles around, doctors, to see it. Now the kids are dying all over the place. Diabetes is off the charts. There's poison in almost all the food. And everybody just loves it. The public just looks at me and says, that guy's a piece of trash. That guy's the enemy. He's the bad one. He told us a week ago there was radiation in the water, and now it's mainstream news. Alex Jones is a menace. Alex Jones gets upset about radiation in the food and water. Oh, it's in the food, too, because they spray these fertilizers on the crops. And I'm upset about people dying. That's wrong. That's evil. That's bad. Because we are a wicked nation. If you teleported back 1,000 years ago in time to the Aztecs in Mexico, at Mexico City, and they were sitting there chopping kids' hearts out, and you walked up to them and said, stop human sacrifice, it's crazy, they'd tell you you were nuts and they'd kill you. And that's what the American people are. They love being abused. They love being lied to. They love laying down. They love playing it safe and bootlicking authority, bootlicking the authority, murdering them. But I'll tell you something, a lot of people are starting to wake up. A lot of people are starting to get angry. A lot of people are starting to get focused, and they know what's going on. They're not going along with it. Okay, let's just start rolling with the clips. Let's go ahead and play Glenn Beck first. This is, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week? We got a big article on it. Glenn Beck, government preparing to stage terror. He talks about the Obama supporter groups and how they're framing him. He shows a Clinton supporter on, what is it, Meet the Press, talking about we need to have another Oklahoma City for the president to connect. We've written all these articles showing all these advisors talking about without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, the system's in trouble. And Beck responds and says they, pointing at the Obama people on the screen, are preparing for a new preparing to carry out a new Oklahoma City. Here it is.
This violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country. Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now, he seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
event. You think words will work for...
Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it.
Okay. Okay, I want to go to Michael Savage now. I want to go to Michael Savage a year ago saying that Obama's people are going to stage an Oklahoma City Reichstag type event. And they're actually writing memos saying, gee, we sure need one. That was just one of the quotes that Beck showed you. And what's scary is when you read these Media Matters, George Soros publications, in every one of them they say Glenn Beck and Alex Jones are going to cause it. They're calling for violence. And I had Media Matters call me like a month ago, so I went ahead and talked to them. And they said, yeah, Glenn Beck's calling for violence. I said, give me one quote. And in an hour, the guy bumbled around and couldn't find one. It wasn't true. Then he wrote a big story about how me and Beck caused some highway shooter in Central California. So this is going on. Regardless of what I think about Beck, this is a big deal to have him come out and talk about stage terror. Now, here's Michael Savage.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon, Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton Civil War. When civilians...
Okay, he goes on from there. The point is, when I talk about Gulf of Tonkin being staged, that's declassified. When I talk about Operation Gladio, hundreds of bombings our government carried out in Europe to blame it on their enemies after World War II, up until the 80s, that's declassified. When I talk about Operation Northwoods, the plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, that's declassified. When I talk about all of the NIST footage they suppressed, the federal government, of the police videos with the countdown and the cops saying, get back, they're blowing up seven, there were lawsuits and all that stuff got released a few months ago. 5 terabytes. Now it's convinced Geraldo Rivera that Building 7 was probably blown up. He came out last night and talked about it. He kind of, he eased into it, but you can watch the video up at Infowars.com. The issue is, look, when they're putting stinking radiation in the water, in fact, let me just read to you in the case against fluoride with Dr. Conant and James Beck, MD. And again, you can just get from your city what's in the so-called fluoride they're adding, and it'll say the stuff. In 75, there came perhaps one of the biggest regulatory changes of the phosphate industry. The U.S. I'm going to come back and get to this. I'm going to read to you about the uranium-238 and 226 in your water, and they're putting it there. Hope you enjoy kidney failure and cancer. We'll be right back. You know, folks, it really doesn't matter if the ruling elite, the robber baron families, openly promote eugenics and a planetary dictatorship to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. It doesn't matter if they're accelerating uranium, plutonium in the water, fluoride, mercury, lead. It doesn't matter if I have newscasts saying mercury is good for you, CBS News. It's totally deadly. What matters is the cowboys are finally winning a game. Think about it. There are adults by the millions listening to this show, most of them great patriots, but there are a lot of other people listening who think this is funny. And a lot of the people that are patriots, they still don't get as angry as they should by this. Should you get angry by the Cowboys losing season? Or should you get angry about the government adding uranium to your water knowingly? And then when the health department tests it, because they're dumb and out of the equation, and they go, my goodness, there's a lot of uranium in here. This will really hurt people. The government says cover that up, and they do. But see, things are changing. People got upset in Houston. Inside whistleblowers went public. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? Let me read from Dr. Conant's book here. Well, the top toxicologist and James Beck, MD. And, of course, it's much worse than this. If you just search phosphate industry uranium, you'll find it. See, well, I'm not going to. It continues here. It says, in 1975, there came perhaps one of the biggest regulatory changes for the phosphate industry. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency required mandatory reclaiming of the industry's waste products. For example, Florida's typical phosphate rock, which is mined to produce the phosphate used in the fertilizer industry, contains naturally occurring uranium-238 and radium-226, the latter of which gives birth to radon, an odorless, colorless gas that is known to cause lung cancer. Indeed, the same rock that is mined for phosphate is also mined for uranium. Just how much of this radioactive material ends up in the bulk liquids used in fluoridation is not known, nor is it known outside the industry whether any measurements are taken to remove it prior to shipment. It would appear that the promoters of this practice rely on the dilution of approximately 180,000 to 1 at the waterworks to bring all the contaminants in the wet scrubbing liqueur, as it's called, including arsenic and lead, for example, below regulatory levels. See other contaminants in the hexafluorosilic acid solution below. And they list actually thousands of chemicals overall, but normally it's not more than 350 or so, 356, according to the congressional studies I've seen. Now, all of these bioaccumulate, uranium, plutonium, radium, arsenic, and but we happen to have the test right here, and it's all over Texas. This is tap water. This is treated water. And it's just, in fact, I've got the actuaries here, the breakdowns in my stack. It's just off the charts. Oh, and I'm afraid they're going to have to test the water here in Austin. It continues here. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services approved applications for waiver of annual limits requirements. And it just goes into all of the enjoyment. But again, I want to apologize to listeners. I should have been talking about the Cowboys, a bunch of overpaid brat whoremongers and drug addicts with some old shriveled moron owning it. I mean, who cares? Who cares about UT football? Who cares about New York football? Who cares? Listen, I can watch a football game too, folks. Okay, I played stupid football. But it doesn't matter when they're putting uranium in your water. Get your priorities straight, men. I almost want to go into sports bars and just grab these guys that think they're so tough and go, kind of like in that movie They Live, where Rowdy Piper's, you know, beating up the black guy to make him put the sunglasses on. And I'm like, you're going to put these sunglasses on. That's exactly how I feel. You're going to put them on and you're going to look at what's going on. They're like, no, I'm going to watch football. And I'm like, you're going to, I mean, I literally, especially these guys with the tattoos all over them and their Harleys, and they'll kind of walk into a grocery store and kind of bump into you. And they're just like, I'm so powerful. They're just, you know, they're just seething with, I got devil tats all over me. I'm full of power. Well, great, man. I'm glad you're full of power. I don't mind Harley Davidsons think they're great. And I like your leather jacket. But you're supposed to have all this testosterone and all this power to take on enemies. And enemies ain't, you know, some guy with his kids, walking out of a restaurant when you're acting tough. You understand that? You understand that? You get that through your head, don't you? I'd like to stomp your guts out, by the way. You think you're tough? How about you wage war against the people killing us, huh? How about you get fired up and angry and engage in info war instead of acting tough? No, you watch these tough guys, when a cop pulls them over, they look like little girls who've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They start literally wetting themselves. They're cowards. You don't have any power. You don't have the will to face the truth. You're weak. What type of weak scum would obsess over stupid sports while pure tyranny and taxes and corruption runs rampant over us? Man, I try to not get angry, but you know what? It's good that I get angry. It's good that people understand real priorities. Let me explain it again. It's all over the news, and I've been telling you this for many years. But you don't listen when I tell you. But it's all over your mainstream news that all over Texas, and by the way, it's nationwide, that they're finding uranium and radium in high levels, and that it's levels that show, you know, clear cancer. And look, cancer is exploding all around us. And you're like, listen to this kook, Martha. This guy's upset that they're putting uranium in water that little kids are drinking. High levels of it. High levels of it. You're supposed to get angry. That's what this is for. When people are hurting your tribe, they're hurting your people, they're taking your money, they're taking your crops, they're taking your resources, you're supposed to get angry about things like that. You're not supposed to get angry about facsimiles of tribal warfare, which is sports. We are a nation of emasculated little boys. That's why they all have the trappings of power and the trappings of being tough. But they're afraid of what their neighbor thinks of them. They're afraid of what their boss thinks of them. They go through the TSA checkpoints when no other country in the world will put up with police or quasi-police putting their hands on their wives and children's genitals and squeezing. That's the new pat-down. They squeeze. Only in the land of cowards and drugged out jellyfish, only in this land where everybody claims they're so patriotic and love the troops so much, but then they let the troops use DU that's killing them and their enemies. They let the troops have their death benefits stolen by Prudential and others on record, signing secret deals to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans on record. You don't actually get up and get involved in that. No, people like little charitable token things they can do to feel good about what they're doing for the troops. And it's like a fetish of oh, I care so much about them. You don't care about them. You care about licking boots. This is a nation whose religion is worshiping boots and worshiping tyranny and worshiping corruption and worshiping ignorance and worshiping denial. If you really care about our military, you'd get our government back so it'd be our military again and not the private Federal Reserve's military. Now, when I come back, I'm going to play this 9/11 truth piece. I'm actually in it. Back 5-6 years ago, I was just, 5 years ago when I, or no, it was 4 years ago, 2006, when I bullhorned an open air Fox News event. But at the end, Geraldo comes around and he says, you know, I see your point, 9/11 truth, architects and engineers. This is big. Building 7 info coming up, then more news. You know, I don't think I've ever done a Sunday show where I didn't take calls. I've done quite a few weekday shows. We have like 5-6 news-breaking guests on. But we will take some phone calls. I want to hear from you. I'm going to be honest. This show is completely honest. This is not a game. It's not a joke. Something's seriously wrong with you if you know the government's putting hundreds of poisons, including uranium and radium, in the water on purpose and covering it up. And again, I've known this stuff forever, and then I see it in the news, but I only see part of it. The issue is not them covering it up. They put it in there, and it's public. And I know here where I live in Austin, and I see it videos on YouTube all over the country, scientists, doctors, medical people. Just last week, they had medical doctors and others testifying in 3 minutes at the city council. I even watched it on my local cable. And the mayor and people were just laughing at him and like ignoring him. And the doctors are like, will you please listen to me? And it's just funny. Ha ha ha. We're drinking uranium. Ha ha ha. Look at this idiot medical doctor in front of me warning me. Ha 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 ha. I mean, it's a land of lunatics. You understand? I'm sane. I'm sane, ladies and gentlemen. This is normal. We're in danger. They're poisoning the water. Tens of thousands of declassified cases of them taking little foster kids and killing them in every way you can imagine in government test. They're not testing the weapons, which is bad enough. That means they would just be cold-blooded murderers. No, they're creating cadres of killers. They're creating groups that'll do it to go out and expand their forces. Here's the New York Times yesterday. The good news is the mainstream media is starting to have to report on this decades after. Nazis were given safe haven in the U.S. It's worse than they previously thought. Oh, yeah, they've been covering it up forever. The truth is our government funded the Nazis, set them up, set up eugenics, created it with the British. It's all in my film Endgame. Endgame, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. One night, don't watch the Cowboys. Just one night, go on YouTube and watch it for free and pretty good quality, or at super high quality at prisonplanet.tv, or buy the DVD from us and support this work. Endgame, all their admissions of how they're doing this to you. We're all in this together. Come on. Let's stop being so gullible. I've got, it's all happening. World government, the destruction of our currency. The average yuppie doesn't know what a devalued currency means. It just giggles. They've been trained from birth in their crap-filled diapers to sit in front of the television set and, you know, just being raised by the culture. It's a group of zombies. The general public are in a daze. And, folks, I'm here to wake you out of it, okay? I'm just a good old boy from Texas who doesn't want to be a slave and can see straight. My head's screwed on straight, and I'm certainly not perfect. And if you'll just get your eyes open and get your head screwed on straight, you'll realize that this stuff is really important. All right, let's go ahead and play the Geraldo Rivera clip. I'll come back and then comment on it. At the end, he says, well, I can see why you guys are concerned. This needs to be looked into. This is groundbreaking. You already heard earlier Glenn Beck talk about the government staging Oklahoma City type attacks to be blamed on the American people. See, there's a major war going on within the system, and that's more complex. I'll talk about it on the weekday show tomorrow. But let's go ahead and go to that clip now.
Live and at large, it's the one 9/11 mystery that endures. World Trade Center building number 7.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon.
They were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
And so the first one was likely an accident. The second one was an attack. And the third,
this is Fox News playing Larry Silverstein.
The publication of the Bush memoir
talking about blowing it up.
What
I mean,
we did not know about 9/11. But no official account so far addresses the issue now being raised in an extraordinary ad campaign.
I lost my son.
My nephew.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11th, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11th.
World Trade Center 7, a 47-story skyscraper, was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7.
Over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence
and believe there is more to the story.
Up until now, only those considered nut jobs question the official conclusion that office fires caused by the nearby catastrophe of the towers collapsing brought down building number 7.
But I do believe that it is the first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved.
And if explosives were involved, that would mean that the most obnoxious protesters in recent years are right.
If you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who've come. 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life. Get a life. 9/11 was an inside job.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Geraldo Rivera, and that noisy demonstration was more than 2 years ago. But the folks behind that TV ad you saw earlier are not so easy to dismiss as those demonstrators were. And what caught my eye is their claim that more than 1,300 architects.
Back it up a few seconds. I'm out in that crowd leading those 300 people. Most of them were victims' family members. Most of the local New Yorkers in that group were victim family members or were survivors. Geraldo. So, oh, you can dismiss those protesters, but you can't dismiss the architects and engineers and the families. Please continue.
But the folks behind that TV ad you saw earlier are not so easy to dismiss as those demonstrators were. And what caught my eye is their claim that more than 1,300 architects and engineers examined the evidence about Building 7's collapse and disagree with the official report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Before we examine what they have, this heads up. Also tonight, we probe the remorseless Randall Moore, the creep who raped and murdered his own wife and then outrageously taunted her family at his sentencing. And we're live tonight on the bloody Mexico border, the most dangerous place on earth right now. Those stories coming up. But up front tonight, Building 7 was no ordinary building. Among other key tenants, including several intelligence and law enforcement agencies, it also housed New York City's Emergency Operations Center, known as Mayor Giuliani's bunker. Here to tell us what they know about its collapse and why they question the official conclusions are Bob McElvain, whose son died in the World Trade Center, and Tony Zambotti, a mechanical engineer. Nice to see you guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you, Gerardo.
Our condolences, obviously, for your loss. But Tony, let me start with you. You're an engineer. Are you suggesting that the official account that Building 7 collapsed because of the fire melting the steel or in some other ways, destroying the integrity, the structural integrity of the build, that's false? You think that's false?
Yes, I do. And for a couple reasons. One is that Building 7 came down. It went into a sudden collapse across the full width and length of the building for 2.25 seconds, which amounted to 105 feet or eight stories, eight 13-foot tall stories. It was in full free-fall acceleration. That is impossible because in a natural collapse, columns would have to buckle. When columns buckle, there is a minimum resistance. It's asymptotic, if you know what that means. That means it never goes to zero. So it's impossible. You can't reach.
So here's what, I guess in layman's terms, just get my hands here, Peter. So what he's saying is that the top floor collapses, hits the next floor, hits the next floor, hits the next floor. So it's bang, 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 bang. The weight of the upper floors.
It would slow down. What I'm trying to say is it was in full free-fall acceleration. All of its potential energy was being converted
to
motion.
Instead of what I just described, the thing just collapsed.
It was blown simultaneously.
It just came down.
And so what are you suggesting brought it down, Tony?
I'm suggesting there was some form of demolition devices in that building for eight stories or more.
You think that the explosives brought down Building 7?
Some form of demolition device. I'm not pretending to know what it is. I am saying that it was in free fall acceleration.
All right, let me ask you this.
The NASD admitted to that.
Okay, let me ask you this before I get to Dad, before I get to Bob here. We've all seen old, obsolete buildings and public housing in other places outlive their usefulness being demolished by the professionals who can actually collapse a building.
There's a few minutes more. I want to come back and get to this and then some other news. It's too important. But the issue to understand here is, we've played this before, we have the local news with the police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. I mean, it was all over the news. They blew up 7, folks. And then they went, oops, we admitted we blew it up. Let's just forget about it and not talk about it. 9/11's an inside job, okay? Sorry to have to tell you that.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. A very powerful broadcast lined up. We'll have open phones then. I just had a lot to cover tonight, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. Record internet audience I can see on our internal systems. Of people listening to the free internet streams at Infowars.com. Record audience for a Sunday broadcast. So thank all the folks that tuned in over the web as well. I want to finish up this clip because it's Fox News not calling 9/11 survivors or their families or people that question the official story terrorist. But it's this new NIST footage that NIST suppressed being brought out. I don't know if it'll ever get on mainstream television, but it's just all the tapes of the government saying they blew up 7 and the firefighters talking about how they heard the government talking about it. And it's just it's all the stuff we heard that day. Yeah, they're going to blow up Building 7. And they blew it up and they said, we didn't blow that up. Of course, they ran the attacks out of Building 7. We know that from the research we've done. I've got some other news I want to hit on as well. It's just, they know this stuff is scary, and they know the average person wants to live in denial, and once you give in to tyranny and once you start denying things, they can get away with murder, folks. But even if you don't think 9/11 was an inside job, they told the firefighters and police the air was safe to breathe when they knew it was deadly. We've got to get control of our government. We've got to get control of our society. We've got to start getting outraged by corruption again. Because when you just capitulate and give in to corruption, it runs wild in every case in history. People say it can't happen here. It is happening here. We're going into the greatest depression. It's an engineered collapse. World government's been announced. We were right. We told you the truth. Now Glenn Beck's talking about government-sponsored terror to be blamed on the American people. Geraldo's taking 9/11 truth serious. Our media is now admitting, okay, there's uranium in your water. The government's hiding that they know it's there. Yeah, because they put it there. That's what matters. Man, if you walked up to somebody's kid at a shopping mall and slapped him across the face, even if the dad was a little nice guy, he'd beat the tar out of you. If there's natural instinct to protect your young. But the government is putting all this poison and garbage in the food and water by design. I've got their own government manuals. Eco-science, written by the White House science czar, and people just go, that's the way it is. Even people who the government's killed their kids. The government is a bunch of criminals in there using it to rob us. Let's finish up with Geraldo, then I got some final news. Here it is.
Right in its own footprint. That's what it looks like happened to Building 7. Do you believe that's what happened?
Yes, I do believe that's what happened.
And why do you think they're lying about it?
I don't really know all the details of what they're lying about. I can't read their minds. All I can say is, scientifically, it's impossible for fire to have done what we see.
And these 1,300 engineers and architects who agree with you and some of the other relatives' families, I know you found your son just a couple of days after the disaster. He was outside. I don't want to get into the details of how you believe he died, but these architects and engineers, do they support your contention? Do you believe that it was an inside job, that 9/11 was an inside job?
I believe it was an inside job, okay? I'm here.
You believe our government?
Right, but look, please. But the thing is, we don't have enough time to get into the reasons of that. We set up this Building What campaign. We saw the...
Building What?
Building What dot org.
Buildingwhat.org.
The reason we have that is
website.
Because Judge Lehner, when we petitioned, we had a petition to have a new investigation in New York City about Building 7. And when the lawyers...
And you're asking the New York City Council. I don't
right,
want to
we, what,
also to
right.
reopen.
So I know we don't have the time, but anyway, he said, building what? Because no one has any idea about Building 7. So because I believe in... I've talked to so many firemen, so many EMS workers, policemen, who talk about the explosions. And I know you don't want to get into my son's... But I feel my son died from an explosion. I went to all the 9/11 commission hearings. I've been researching this for 9 years.
So what do you want? Let's get to the bottom line
I want truth. I've been lied to. I mean, it's beyond a reasonable doubt that the 9/11 Commission did not tell this story.
9/11 Commission barely mentioned Building 7, if at all.
Right.
Okay, what forum do you want the investigation in?
Well, the forum, what we wanted is in New York City right now, because New York City, we feel, has an obligation to investigate 9/11.
So before we're out of time completely, Bob, do you want specifically the New York City Council to open its own investigation of the Building 7 collapse?
Absolutely.
And that would satisfy you if they did that?
Well, I'm not done. I'm still a parent. I'm a parent who has an obligation to find out why my son was murdered.
Amen to that.
As far as this show and New York City, I want the investigation. That will not be sufficient
enough.
Not heal
your wound. I get that.
And I'm going beyond that.
But it's the beginning.
Of course it's the beginning, but that's why I support this Building What campaign.
Bob McElveen, we thank you. Tony Zimbardi, thank you very much. It is an intriguing topic. I certainly am much more open-minded about it than I was, and it is because of the involvement of the 9/11 families and all these engineers and architects. Clearly, they know more than I do. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And of course, four months ago, the buildingwhat.org campaign was launched here, premiered here, and you, the listeners of this show, gave money to get those ads on, and now it's causing an international firestorm. It's all over the New York news, all over the U.S. news, because people are going, yeah, there's Building 7 blowing up and falling at free fall speed. We interviewed Barry Jennings, the deputy head of New York Emergency Management, who said that they basically blew it up while he was in it, and that the firemen told him, get out, and all the stuff that had happened. And then he suddenly died a couple days after he was on the show, mysteriously. And then we sent reporters out to their house in Long Island, and the family was freaked out and basically was moved out within 3 days after that. I mean, I've interviewed police officers. I've interviewed emergency workers who heard the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we've got the video. Boom, 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 boom. They blow Building 7. And then Larry Silverstein, the owner, comes out and says, yeah, I gave the order to blow it up. People go, well, he means by pull it and watching it come down, he means they pull the firefighters out. No, pull it means controlled demolition. But I know it's easier for you. You're like, hey, I got some beer to drink. I got a football game to go to. Okay, great. Don't get involved. Keep drinking uranium and radium that's in your water, put there by the government. That's mainstream news. Just, you know, put there for you. Just everything's fine. They're not going to take your pension funds. They're not going to raise your taxes. Your private property's safe. Hey, you like your property taxes going up even as the value goes down? You like losing everything? You like the fact that Obama doubled the number of federal employees that are paid over $150,000 a year? You like the fact that lots of city managers are paid $800,000 a year? Yeah, because they're there stealing all your money. The city of Austin's put out some new budget where you can see their whole budget online with a $700,000 website they hired one of their cronies to make, and it shows you all the money they spend. No, it doesn't. It's all a parlor trick. Budget means what you decide to spend. That's the subset of books of what's liabilities. They don't tell you about the comprehensive annual financial report. On average, about 75% of the money invested with mafia companies like Goldman Sachs and derivatives all offshore. These are hardcore gangsters rolling. They run it all. And they've poisoned you and toxified the death camps in Nazi Germany. This is in Pulitzer Prize winning book. It's on record. It came out in the Nuremberg trials that they learned about it from the Soviets when the Nazis were allies with the Soviets before the war, when they split up Poland, that they put high levels of fluoride in the water to make people passive in the labor camps, the gulags. It's the same thing. That's why you can't get angry, most of you, because you're brain damaged. Okay, but at least in your mind-controlled haze, turn off the football game for 5 minutes and realize that I just read to you that uranium and other isotopes are in your water. Let me read the exact isotope. Uranium-238 and radium-226. Okay, hope, and they add it. Remember, they're adding this for you and your family. Meanwhile, who are the real terrorists? Well, it's us, the American people. Remember in San Francisco last year, or earlier this year, the kids can't wear American flags to school because it, quote, makes the Hispanics angry? Well, here's KTXL-TV. Out of California, out of another town, a little kid can't ride his bike to school, 13 years old, with an American flag on Veterans Day because the, quote, Hispanics don't like it. These aren't Hispanics. These are Mexican citizens who are illegal aliens. They know Mexico lost wars with the U.S. They're taught to be anti-American in their schools. Okay, we wouldn't have this problem if it was like Brazil bordering us. They don't have a history of completely hating the U.S. We have a narco-terrorist state famous for how corrupt it is on our border in complete bedlam. And here's the headline. Half of kids in California now Latino. Yeah, illegal aliens, most of them. And I've been there, folks. It's this is Mexico. You don't have a stinking American flag. And in Arizona and other areas, they go to post offices, they rip American flags down, and that's the way it is. So land of the free, home of the brave? No. Land of the fat couch potatoes drinking uranium, watching the cowboys while the illegal aliens pour across to slit our throats. God bless you. InfoWars.com.